The first wave of feminism galvanized around a woman's right to vote, spanning the late 18th to the early 20th centuries. The second wave ignited in the 1950s, lasting through the 70s. Women fought inequality on more fronts, economic, social, and cultural. Current third wave feminism broadened its focus to become more inclusive, based on the premise that freedom for one must mean freedom for all, regardless of race, gender, sexual, or religious orientation. But the glass ceiling still exists, and the wage gap is a gender issue, and a surprisingly prevalent one, says Dr. Katie Peel, director of UNCW's Women's Studies and Resource Center.
I think the Chronicle of Higher Education just published yesterday that only, 4% of university presidents are women, right? So when we're talking about the glass ceiling, I mean, that's job number one right there in terms of the higher education ladder.
The way to narrow that gap, says Peel, is to address it at a multiplicity of levels.
We've got companies needing to actively monitor and address these issues within their own practices. We've got policy makers. The Equal Pay Act hasn't been updated, I think, since 1963. And then on an individual level, again, going back to that socialization, right, men are socialized to negotiate those job offers in ways that women aren't.
On average, says Peel, women make about 78 cents on the dollar compared to men of equal experience and education. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.